Welcome back to KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vikalskis, and this is Having Read That, conversations with authors about their books.
My guest is J. Randy Terabarelli, whose new book, The Kennedy Heirs, John Caroline and the New Generation, A Legacy of Tragedy and Triumph, is now available wherever your fine books are sold. Randy, you've written 20 biographies, everybody from Michael Jackson, Marilyn Monroe. By my count, this is your fourth book on the Kennedys. Is this sort of the magnum opus of your coverage of the Kennedys?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. You know, a lot of people have asked me, do I plan to do another Kennedy book? Is this the last that I always plan to do four? You know, it's hard to say. I have so enjoyed writing about the Kennedys, and I've enjoyed my research at the JFK Library and Museum and my research at the Ted Kennedy Institute, and everybody there has been so great to me and has made so much available to me for my work. What I love about this book is that it covers the next generation of Kennedys, and this would be the children of JFK and Jackie, Bobby and Ethel, Ted and Joan, and also Eunice and Sergeant Shriver. That would be Maria Shriver, their daughter. And it talks about, what I tried to explain in the book was what it's like to be raised Kennedy, to have that last name, those preconceived notions, you know, set upon you from birth, to excel and to serve. And you read in the book that many of them handled it in different ways, some very self-destructive and some very empowering. And it's a story of family, mothers and daughters, sisters and brothers. It's not necessarily a political book as much as it's a human story. And I hope my readers enjoy this one.
Is there a certain point in the lineage of the Kennedys where something happened, maybe JFK ascending to the presidency, maybe him becoming a senator, whatever, that made it so the Kennedys would live on into perpetuity? Or had JFK not become president, I guess, would there be a chance that none of us would even care about the Kennedys in 2019?
Wow, that's such a great question. And actually, I have to say, no one, you know, in 20 years of writing about the Kennedys, no one has ever asked me that question. And I think it's a really interesting question, you know. I mean, you know, a what-if question, and it's hard to answer I have to say this, you know, I'm thinking about it because this is the first time it's ever been asked of me, and I need to think it over. But what I come to is that Joe and Rose Kennedy, JFK's parents, were so determined to have their children serve in some way that if they had not ascended to the presidency, I think that the family would have done something in public service that would have been great, just by virtue of the fact that it's in their DNA, it's in their blood. They had to serve. They didn't have a choice. And so even though Joe Kennedy's plan very specifically was to have his sons be president, I mean, it wasn't an accident. That was his intention. And the first one was going to be JFK, the second one was going to be Bobby, and then the third one was going to be Ted. That was his plan. Of course, only JFK actually became president. But even if he didn't have that plan, I think to answer your question, your very, very good question, I think that there would have been something in the family that would have been a mandate to serve anyway, and they would have become known for that service.
Well, and as you talked earlier about growing up a Kennedy, this wealth, privilege, expectations, are all of them wealthy at this point?
I wrote a lot about their wealth in the book, and you know, in the late 1990s, there was what John Kennedy Jr. called a garage sale, which was the Kennedys sold the Merchandise Mart in Chicago, and you know, for hundreds of millions of dollars. And the purpose of that sale, back in the 1990s, was to have seed money for this generation of Kennedys and the next generation and the generations after that. So to answer your question, yeah, I would say, comparably, all the Kennedys are wealthy because of trust funds and different annuities as a result of that sale. But this doesn't mean that they haven't also worked, you know, for a living. For instance, you know, Bobby Kennedy Jr. has been one of the leading environmentalists in this country and activists in this country for, 30 years. I mean, he has worked hard, as have, you know, many of the other Kennedys in other professions other than politics. You know, Carrie Kennedy, you know, produces documentaries. I mean, Caroline Kennedy was ambassador to Japan. I mean, there are Kennedys who are doing things independent of their wealth. But to answer your question, yeah, I think compared to most people, we would have to say the Kennedys are pretty wealthy.
As you look at JFK Jr., and I've always gotten the sense when I observed his life that he wanted nothing to do with becoming a lawyer. And I remember it was very famous. It made national headlines when he failed the bar exam in New York. But did you get that sense as you researched his life? And I know you interviewed him at one point, obviously prior to his death, but that he wanted to be an actor or something in the entertainment field, didn't want anything to do with the law.
Well, you know, you're right about that. The what I wrote about in the Kennedy years was JFK Jr.'s struggle to find his place in the world. You know, he always measured himself by the achievements of his cousins. And the fact that he was President Kennedy's only son sort of put a mark on his back, you know, that he needed to achieve some sort of greatness. And he had a hard time figuring out what that was. And at one point, he did want to become an actor. I'm not sure that he had real passion for that as much as maybe it was a response to his mom not wanting him to be an actor. You know, he went through that phase of rebellion that many young men go through. But when he found his place, which was at George Magazine, publishing George Magazine, it was, I believe now, looking back on it, and I was at the press conference when JFK Jr. introduced George Magazine, and I had a chance to interview him at that time after the press conference. I believe then, and I still believe now, that it was his way of sort of tippy-toeing into the political arena, rubbing shoulders with politicians, but doing so in a way that did not involve him being a politician, but yet, you know, sopping up the information like a sponge in preparation for the day that he would become a politician. And I think that most people who knew JFK Jr. back then would agree with me that he was on his way into the political arena when he died. And I think that it's a shame we'll never know what he would have been able to achieve, but it does somehow warm your heart to think about it, you know, to think about the possibility there. As sad as it is, there's something sort of bittersweet about it as well.
I'm chatting with Randy Tarabarelli about his new book, The Kennedy Heirs, John, Caroline, and the New Generation, A Legacy of Tragedy and Triumph. The book's available now wherever your fine books are sold, from St. Martin's Press. You know, as you look at the book, the front cover, there's this picture of Caroline and John on the front cover. Where is that picture from?
Actually, that picture is from the Robert Kennedy tennis tournament from back in the 1970s. You know, we love that picture because of the innocence. And, you know, I love the fact that their mouths are sort of open in anticipation. And that's Maria Shriver, by the way, in the background of that picture, you know.
Oh, wow. It is, as yeah, I look at it.
Yeah, she's about 15 years old in that shot. And I wanted something for the cover. I didn't choose that picture, by the way. You know, I think that your listeners might be interested to know that writers, some get to choose their cover photos, nor do we get to choose our titles. You know, the original title of this book, for me, my title was The Kennedys, The Next Generation. But my publisher changed it to The Kennedy Heirs, and I actually love The Kennedy Heirs as the title. But I say all that to say that I didn't get to choose the photo either. The publisher gets to choose photos as well as name your books. And when they sent that picture to me for a consultation, I just loved it because I love the innocence of it and the vulnerability, and there's a promise sort of evoked in that photograph as well, promise for the future.
We hear about the Kennedy curse. It's become a joke now. The Onion makes headlines about it from time to time, but everybody knows, I think they know what the Kennedy curse is, but what really is the Kennedy curse?
Well, you know, it's a good question because the first time that anybody ever mentioned the Kennedy curse was when Ted Kennedy, after the accident at Chappaquiddick in 1969, claimed the life of Mary Jo Kopechne, and we're coming up on the 50th anniversary of that, by the way. When he gave a speech after that accident to apologize and explain himself, he was the first one to mention the Kennedy curse. He said something along the lines of, you know, is it possible that a curse hangs over this family? And ever since that time, you know, media and the public have sort of seized on it because there has been so much tragedy in the Kennedy family. And even prior to Chappaquiddick, of course, you know, there was the assassinations of, you know, JFK and Bobby. And then prior to that, JFK and Bobby's brother and sister, Joe and Kick, were both killed in plane crashes. Ethel Kennedy's parents were both killed in a plane crash. Aristotle Onassis's son was killed in a plane crash. And, of course, then JFK Jr. was killed in a plane crash. And, you know, along with the suicide hanging of Bobby's wife, Mary, and the overdose death of Bobby's brother, David, and then Michael Kennedy dying in a skiing accident, you look at all this and you got to wonder. You know, you just have to wonder if there is some kind of a curse. I have asked many Kennedys about this, and they don't necessarily subscribe to it, but they, like the rest of us, do have to wonder, you know, what is it? Is it because it's such a large family of daring people who live their lives to the fullest with abandon? Or is it because they're careless and they think that nothing can happen to them because they're Kennedys? When actually, if you look at the history, that's maybe one of the biggest reasons why something might happen to them. So it's a good question. I don't really think there's a good answer to it. I think it's just a matter of, you know, perception and how they view themselves in the world.
Well, it is ironic that the term came from Ted Kennedy, because the Mary Jo Kopechne incident wasn't necessarily a tragedy for him. It was more of a, if anybody's read the book and seen the movie now that came out a couple of years ago, it was really a cover-up that took place there. And, I mean, it was a tragedy for the Kopechne family, but not necessarily for the Kennedys. Is that fair?
I think that's very fair. And I think that that's a point that's rarely made, by the way, you know. And I think that, you know, when you're a Kennedy, there is a sense of self-involvement and narcissism just by virtue of the fact that you're viewed by the world as special and sort of America's royalty. And I think that you've made a really interesting point that, as I think about it, is so rarely made, you know, that how ironic is it that Ted called that a Kennedy curse tragedy, when really the curse was the fact that Mary Jo Kopechne happened to be in that car with him. So that's interesting. That's a good point.
As you've finished up this book, this 20-year labor of love, and you've written other books about it, do you get the sense that even the Kennedys you haven't met, that you know them as if you had met them due to what you've researched?
I thank you for asking me that, because I think anybody who's a writer out there can identify with the fact that, you know, you dream about these people. You know, you live with these people day in and day out. And I've spent so many sleepless nights wondering, you know, about what is the best way to present this story or that story. What is the most empathetic way? You know, what is the most balanced way? And, yeah, I mean, I feel very sort of connected on a very deep level to the Kennedys after four books. I know this won't be my last. I have a couple of other ideas in me. My next book, though, is about the Bush dynasty. So I can tell you that. I'm working on the Bush dynasty, which will be out in 2 years. But after that, you can be pretty sure I'm going to go back to the Kennedy world one more time. I do have another idea.
All right. Well, this one is called The Kennedy Heirs, John Caroline and the New Generation, A Legacy of Tragedy and Triumph, a title that was not written by Randy Terabarelli, but the rest of the book was. So, Randy, just a fantastic book here. Anybody that has any remote interest in the Kennedys or just American life in general would find this interesting. Thanks for putting out a great book for us to enjoy, and thanks for joining us today to talk about it.
Thank you for one of the most thoughtful interviews I think I've ever done. So, thank you. I really appreciate it very much.
This has been Having Read That on KSCJ Radio in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vakulskas. Check out all of our episodes on our website, kscj.com. Also, be sure to like Having Read That on Facebook and subscribe to our iTunes podcast. Thanks to segment producer John Weisler. We will be back next time.